Okay, here we go. Episode 64 of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast. Welcome. It's Monday. That means it's Idea Lab time, and we're up to Idea Lab number 6 already. So it's Monday, August 24th, 2020. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. This Idea Lab was sparked by last week's guest on the pod, Seamus Fahey. And Seamus shared his strategy for gaining a waitlist of hundreds of customers before he launched his business. Now, this is the exact same strategy that I used to launch my current business. And I do believe it is the best strategy for testing ideas. The biggest problem people have is that they don't start. And this is the simplest and most affordable way to test your idea while you're still in your current job or while you're still doing your current business. This is an idea you can do for under 500 euro and with less than 10 hours work. So let's break it down. Last week's guest was Seamus Fahey. I advise you to go back and listen. It was a really super interview. But he talked about his early days in business and how he had not much experience in what he was going to do. So he, instead of just putting the idea to the back of his head like we all do, we all fear the fear of failure. We all fear, what if it doesn't work? What will people think? Oh, you know, if I leave my job and I start this new business and it doesn't work, I'll be a lot of no income. And fear is... It's the number one preventer of new businesses, because it actually doesn't have to be that hard. You can launch your idea without needing to have everything figured out, because chances are you're going to launch and 2 weeks down the line, 2 months down the line, 2 years down the line, you're going to change it all anyway. You're not going to stick. Everyone thinks business ideas are linear. You start, business works, off we go, up on a great upward curve. It's never like that. It's the same as life. Everyone wants these simple explanations of, oh, he started his business, then he became a success. Look at him now. It's never that simple. You start with something and you go, oh, that's actually not working at all. But people keep asking me for this other thing, which I thought was going to be like a little tiny part of the business, but this is actually the main part of the business now. And having that open mind and being able to go, oh, do you know what? People are saying they want this. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to do this. You'll change 99% of what you do anyway along the way. And this is the quickest way to get solid feedback while you're testing your idea. So let's imagine you've a couple of ideas for businesses. If you don't, start an ideas book. I'll talk about that next week. The best way to figure out is simply launch. Do a soft launch. Launch your idea without having anything built. This is the best way. People wait and they do business plans. It's like Seamus talked about, you know, do business plans and do like 6 months doing a business plan. And then 6 days into the business, it's totally changed. I interviewed Brody Sweeney for an upcoming interview. He talked about that. He was, I think, 6 weeks into his new business and he had to totally scrap it and change. So it happens, everybody. Even established, experienced entrepreneurs will change their entire business model based on feedback from customers. So here you go. Here is the launch formula for testing an idea and seeing will it work even before you start the business. So you don't need to start anything. Step one, I've broken it down. So if you're not on the newsletter, go join the newsletter as I've broken it down in the newsletter with all the links and everything you need. So let's just call it the launch formula, the fake it till you make it formula. Number one, you're going to need some sort of branding. You're going to need to look well. You don't want it to be a botched job in terms of you got clip art from 1999 and just banged it up on a website. You want it to look good, because people will want to buy this. You have to make people think they're going to buy this. So you have to have clean and simple branding. You don't have to spend a fortune. The best way to go is go to Upwork.com. You can hire a really talented designer. How much you spend is up to you. I would generally spend 100 to 200 euro on some really slick branding. So you're going to need a logo. You're going to need some nice fonts. You're going to need just good branding. Have a clear idea of what you want. Send the designer over going, I like the branding of this company, this company, this company, this company. Can we do something similar? Give them a quick brief and say, look, I need this turned around in whatever, 4 or 5 days. Find a designer on Upwork. Second, while you're working away on that, while the designer's working away on that, go to squarespace.com, build a simple website. The emphasis here is on simple. You're not becoming a web design company. You're just creating a very simple presence. It can only be one page. It doesn't need to be anything big. Something that can portray your idea very simply. You'll probably spend more time writing the content and getting your messaging right, going, here's what we're going to do. Simple one pager. The number one thing. All you need on this website, and it has to be the most important thing, is a buy now button. So whatever you're selling, whatever service you're providing, whatever downloads you're creating, have a buy now button. This is going to be the metric you will base your business on. It'll be the decision of whether you go ahead with this business or you just scrap it. A buy now button. Have a buy now button. People click it. Brings them to a wait list. Go, look, we're just about to launch. Join the wait list. Get 10% off your first order. This is critical because getting people to your website is not success. That is just a sign that you're a good marketer. Getting people to hit the buy now button is a sign you have a business. So create your website on Squarespace. Then share it to your network. Share it out on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Product Hunt, Reddit, wherever you can share it because it's free. If you've built up a semi-good network at this stage, you should be able to get a couple of customers from that alone. If you haven't, don't stress out. The next step is going to sort that out. The next step is create Facebook and Instagram ads using Canva or something similar. Canva is a website where you can do very, very simple graphic design. It has all the templates you need. It'll give you the sizes. It's very, very straightforward to use. I use it all the time. Create some Facebook ads and some Instagram ads. Instagram ads are probably the most easiest to do, but they're also the hardest because your metrics and your messaging will have to be bang on because you literally only have a couple of seconds to get people's attention. So create some Facebook and Instagram ads. There's literally hundreds of tutorials on YouTube and on blogs and on medium.com teaching you how to create a good Instagram ad. Don't overthink it. Just have a very simple message. Then start a Facebook and Instagram campaign for a couple of weeks, monitoring every day. The biggest thing to do is make sure you've set it up so that people convert. You're tracking how much people are converting. So have an action button on your buy now button that triggers going, yes, this customer bought. That'll tell you at the end of your 2-week trial, your campaign, how much it costs you per person to get that sale. That's a critical metric. I'm not going to go too detailed here because you can go as detailed as you want. Basically, what you need to do is find out how many people you can get within a couple of weeks and how much that's going to cost you. So let's say you're selling a golf bag for 100 euro. You've created a new type of golf bag. It's going to be 100 euro. You realize, okay, I've ran Instagram ads, Facebook ads. I've done all the rest. It costs me 15 euro to get each customer. The golf bag's 100 euro. Let's say it costs, 30 euro to make. So 30 plus 15, that's your cost of sale and the profit is the rest. So then you know, okay, we've got a good buffer here. We actually have probably a good product. So that's how you do it. At the end of 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, set yourself a target, set yourself a metric going, right, this is how long we're going to do this for. I'm going to test it for 1 month. At the end of 1 month, and this is exactly what I did. I created Hostweller's website. I launched it around the time of when the web summit was still in Ireland. I said, right, that's when most people are going to be using Airbnb. It's an Airbnb management service for those of you not familiar. I targeted ads around the RDS. So I was like, right, it's going to be lots of people who are first-time Airbnb hosts. They're going to be around the RDS. They're going to make great money. And then be like, right, okay, we want to keep this going. How do we do it without managing it ourselves? I got a load of customers from that initial campaign, the first couple of weeks. I was still working another job. I still wasn't sure whether I was going to do it or not. And I used this exact strategy. And I said, right, if I can get 3 customers, I'm going to give this business a go. So in your head, have an idea of what you want to get out of it. Going, right, okay, I will need to, depending on what you're selling, I need 10 customers, 100 customers, 200 customers, whatever that is. And it's not going to be your final metric. You know, this isn't going to be your final product. This isn't going to be your final go-to-market. But this is just a simple test to show, right, okay, we have our product ready. We don't have our product ready. We just have a simple marketing website. And from that alone, without any product, we managed to get 200 people on a wait list going, we want to buy your bag or whatever it is. I'm just using the bag as an example. So do that. If that's what you want to do, if you want to test your idea and you want a very, very cheap way of doing that to see, do I have a business here? And you can do this multiple times. You can do this on 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ideas that you have. And you simply pick the one that you want to do that has the most customers. We have 300 people waiting to do this. I'm passionate about the idea. I'm passionate about the product. I know with a certain sense of certainty that I have maybe 200 people here that are going to buy my product. Take action. That is the whole philosophy of this podcast, the whole philosophy of the Entrepreneur Experiment is testing things. And this is where the whole idea of the Entrepreneur Experiment came from. These little experiments I ran in my early days of my business that helped me get further along than I would have just left it in a notebook. So that is it. That is today's idea lab. Hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this type of content, let me know. I'll do more about it. I'll do more in terms of how the tests and experiments that I run in my business all the time to test ideas. I will see you next Thursday. We are talking to Rory O'Connor from Scurry. Until then, take action.